Chapter 25, Word for Word. The Moongate scandal definitely had an impact across America. People had thought I was squeaky clean. They didn't want to hear that I used dirty tricks. Moon and June dropped 10 points in the polls instantly. President White was back in the lead, with Senator Dunn and me 5 points behind. Lane drained the last dollars from the money we raised to buy 10 minutes of airtime during halftime of Monday Night Football. We wanted to make sure all of America was watching. It was the night before Election Day. We did the filming in front of my house, with my parents standing behind me. Lane dressed me in a plain gray suit. "I want you to look boring," he said. Just before the camera started rolling, Lane told my dad to put a hand on my shoulder. "My fellow Americans," I read somberly off the cue cards Lane held up, "in the last few days, a story came out that I broke into someone's locker and stole some papers. I can understand if you have second thoughts about voting for me. I wouldn't want to have a president who did that sort of thing, and I'm sure you wouldn't either. I'm here tonight to come clean with America. Yes, I admit it. I broke into Arthur Krantz's locker and threw his term paper down the sewer. It was a childish prank. I know that what I did was wrong. I was younger then. I'm much more mature now. I learned a valuable lesson from this experience, and I will never, ever do anything like that again. You have my word on it. And yes, my parakeet's name is Snot. I thought the American people would not accept that, so I changed it to Cuddles. One other thing I probably should tell you, because if I don't, they'll probably be saying this about me too. I did get something, a gift. A man down in Texas heard that I would like to have a dog. And, believe it or not, one day I got a message that the post office had a package for me. I went down to get it. You know what it was? It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that had been sent all the way from Texas. Black and white, spotted. I named it Chester. And you know, I love that dog. And I just want to say this, right now, that regardless of what they say about it, I'm gonna keep it. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the game. That was it. I took off the microphone and breathed a sigh of relief. The campaign was finally over. Lane shook my hand and told me I did a great job. "Where did you come up with that bit about Chester?" I asked him. "It was really corny." "I didn't write it."
"Who did?"
"Richard Nixon."
"The president?"
I asked.
"Isn't he dead?"
"He wrote it in 1952, when he was running for vice president," Lane explained. "Nixon had received some shady campaign contributions, and Eisenhower was going to drop him and pick another person to be his running mate. Then Nixon went on national TV right after Milton Berle's show and made this speech. His dog was named Checkers, and the speech came to be called the Checkers speech. It saved his career."
"You mean I just gave Nixon's Checkers speech?"
"Well, I changed a word or two," Lane said, with a wicked smile on his face.